Hello and welcome to the third TJ Minicast. It's a 3-minute little podcast, just giving a little snippets of information or bits of musings on hill walking and backpacking and the like. My name is Daniel Nielsen. I'm the digital editor of The Great Outdoors. And today I'm in the middle of a 10-mile run and taking a bit of a break and some shelter behind the trees. It's very windy. I'm here on the South Downs. I can see over to Frisson Forest and across the English Channel now. I'm just above Beachy Head. It's clearing up, but it's very, very windy and pretty wet underfoot. Perfect conditions, in fact, for testing out ultralight trail shoes, which is exactly what I'm doing now. At the moment, I'm wearing a pair of Mammut trail shoes. I can't remember the name of them. I'll put it in the little description below. I'm currently a couple of months into a cycle of testing ultralight trail shoes for the April issue. We hopefully get our shoes 4 months in advance, and then we'll wear them constantly on all sorts of different terrains, doing different activities. Trail running is, apart from the fact that we can run in trail shoes, is a great way to test it. You can cover many miles, hit much more types of terrain, but we'll also take it backpacking and things like that. I live down on the South Downs, which is chalky, which is very, very slippery when wet, and also very muddy. And then I'll take it up to the Lake District to Scotland. I'll even take a couple of pairs over to the Alps in a couple of weeks when we go over there. So we've got, like I say, we get our shoes in, hopefully four, five, 6 months in advance, and we'll wear them as much as we can. What we look for mainly is fit, but really we want to get as many miles in the shoes as possible. It's only then when you realise some of the little bits that come out which we don't like so much, or some bits that unexpectedly we do like. One clear test is when I'm just going for a run and not even thinking about that I should be testing these shoes, are the ones that I go for first. A lot of them are suitable to fit. Fit's definitely the most important thing. One of the advantages of what we do, I guess, at TJ Magazine is that we get a lot of pairs to test and we can pitch them against each other. So we'll get up somewhere between 6 and 12 shoes probably to test. We'll put a call out to the brands and they'll send them in. And then we'll start running and going through them, walking and testing them against the criteria. We've all got different things that we like, but we always make that clear. Anyway, time's running out, so we'll see you tomorrow. A bit more information about shoes, probably. Cheers. Bye-bye.